Thank you, Mr. Winter. Other questions? Seeing none. Is there anyone else here in Juneau who would like to testify on the bill? Anybody on the teleconference line? Hearing none, we'll close public testimony. Heard a lot of comments, there's been a lot of discussion on the bill. I think the two ideas that have been thrown out, at least, is the reason for having the bill in the first place is one, it potentially cut down on frivolous lawsuits. How many of them we're unaware of at this point, but if it cuts down on one, I guess it meets that objective. The other objective is it would hopefully keep the parties from going into court and selling out of court through this mediation process. Is there any further comments that anyone would like to make on this? At this point, I think most of the areas of concern are dealing with judicial matters. I think some constitutional issues needs to be addressed for sure. Perhaps looking at some of the civil rules is also something that should be looked at from the judicial standpoint. Representative Roper?
Comments, Mr. Chairman, on the testimony of Mr. Winter. He said he wasn't sure about the, there was only anecdotal evidence of frivolous lawsuits. I'd suggest that I'm aware of a lawsuit in the state where the courts found that there was a legitimate cause of action to deny an oil lease where there was impeding the caribou herd migratory path on an offshore oil lease. Now, forgive me, that's just an example of just my personal knowledge, although it doesn't affect the design professional. We all are aware of in our business lives the fact that perhaps they're not frivolous, but they're nuisance lawsuits because they're pursued for the almost sole purpose of winning an award, and then the council, even on a contingency basis, will certainly share in that award. So I'd certainly take exception to that testimony. And I agree with the comments you made, and I think this deserves the review that brought up the one question I have about the right of election there. My concern is if we do give them a full right to have a mutual, if there's a mutual waiver, it wouldn't be a problem. But if there's an individual, one of the parties to the action waived off, then that would defeat the purpose of it. You know, so that's why I mentioned earlier the threshold, and perhaps the judiciary would be able to look at that with their resources that we don't have in labor and commerce.
I think that's a noted concern. I think that all of us probably share on this committee, and I would hope that the judiciary chairman would look closely at that matter. There was another issue that was addressed and dealt with, I think, whether or not all the design professionals named would have to post the $750. I believe there's language in the bill that would suggest that they would all have to. And I might call upon Mr. Maynard again to clarify that.
If I could, I'm not sure that it's clear that every defendant has to pay this. I would think it probably would.
I'll refer to page 2 here, line 16. Within 10 days after receiving the claim, the department shall provide notice to the claim of the deposit required under B of the section to all design professionals against whom the claim is made. So if they're a party, I would suspect they would have to post the $750 each. There's more than one plaintiff. Would they also have to post it?
I don't think so. I think what that says is that the claimant, whether it's several or one, would post 700, just and they would end up splitting that or assigning it to one. But I don't think each, if there are six people as defendants, all six of them would need to 750. That wasn't the intent. I don't think that's the way it would be read by an attorney, but that certainly would be subject to review and judicial.
going to have to stay here. We just
at which floor. Point, at some point, we will get it into the judiciary committee.
They have a caucus? How do they do that?
Well, they leave
well strategy, the if we don't have all our members here, then that's the way it works.
Are there further comments on House Bill 414? If not, we'll bring this matter before us at our next hearing, and we'll adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.